With the recent addition of Queen Elizabeth II Public School at 32 Dell Street, the city has finalized its list of voting stations for the October 24 civic election. This recent addition was important to the Flour Mill, Donovan, Cambrian Heights neighborhood, said Ward 12 Coun. Jocelyn Landry Altman, who advocated for the voting stations addition, although reluctant to say the neighborhoods are now well served by voting stations, she said, it has been improved upon. We have a more accessible location dealing with neighborhoods that have been identified as having residents with the least amount of cars, she said. We have a lot of pioneer families who still live in the neighborhood and hold to the tradition of voting by paper ballot on voting day, and this will honor that tradition. By locating a voting station within a school, she said it might also serve as an educational tool for teachers to inform their students about the democratic process and the role they can play. This voting station is the city's 27th, and caps off this year's slate of places for people to cast ballots on October 24. If there are any concerns or issues, we do take them into consideration with the next election, City Legislative Compliance Coordinator Danielle DeRoshi told Sudbury.com. At this point, voting starts in a month and we have our equipment in and we're kind of in the high gear of getting ready to open up everything, so at this point in time the locations are final. The slate of locations has been developed in an effort to spread opportunities throughout the municipality. Locations are drawn from both past municipal elections and those used in recent federal and provincial elections. Unlike federal and provincial elections, DeRoshi clarified people can vote at any location. The city employs a vote anywhere model, wherein ballots are printed for residents on demand. You won't actually be running through the tabulators at the voting stations, you'll just be dropping your ballots in a box at the voting station and we'll be tabulating everything centrally, she said. In order to get the correct voter card printed off and to be eligible for online voting from 10 a.m. on October 14 to when voting ends at 8 p.m. on October 24, people need to make sure their information on the city's voters list is correct. People can plug in their information online by clicking here, where voters can confirm whether the city has the correct information on file. In the event the information is not correct, voters can stop by any City of Greater Sudbury Citizen Service Center to update their information. Although voters can update their information at a voting station on election day itself, or two advance voting opportunities on October 15 and October 22, having the correct information in the system will speed things along when it comes time to vote. We try to get everybody as best we can to check their information before voting opens so it's as easy as possible for voters. DeRoshi said, it's really important for voters to go and make sure your information on the voters list is correct. Voting locations are as follows. Advance paper ballot voting will take place on October 15 and October 22, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the following locations. Centennial Community Center and Arena, at 4333 Centennial Drive, Hanmer Kelmsford Community Center and Arena, 215 Edward Avenue, Kelmsford Tom Davies Square Foyer, at 200 Brady Street, Sudbury. Regular paper ballot voting will take place on October 24, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the following 27 locations: Beaver Lake Sports and Cultural Center, at 45 Club Road, Worthington. Capriel Community Center and Arena, at 20 Meehan Avenue, Capriel Caruso Club, Upper Hall, at 385 Hague Street, Sudbury. Centennial Community Center and Arena, at 4333 Centennial Drive, Hanmer Kelmsford Community Center and Arena, at 215 Edward Avenue, Chelmsford College. Boreal Restaurant, Au Pied du Rocher, at 21 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury. Colonial Inn, at 28 Cedar Street, Coniston. Confederation Secondary School, at 1918 Main Street, Val. Karen Dowling Citizen Service Center, at 79 Main Street West, Dowling Drive. Edgar Leckler Community Center and Arena, at 158 St. Agnes Street, Azilda Elm West Playground, at 505 White Street. Sudbury Garson Community Center and Arena, at 100 Church Street, Garson. Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex, at 235 Countryside Drive, Sudbury. Holiday Inn, at 1696 Regent Street, Sudbury. McClellan Community Center and Arena, at 37 Veterans Road, Copper Cliff. Microtel, at 1312 Kingsway, Sudbury. Norcat, at 1545 Maley Drive, Sudbury. Onapping Falls Golden Age Club, at 109 Service Road, Onapping. Queen Elizabeth II Public School, at 32 Dell Street, Sudbury Robert H. Murray Public School, at 3 Henry Street, Whitefish Royal Canadian Legion Branch 76, at 1553 Weller Street, Sudbury Skeed Senior Citizens Club, at 5 Bell Street, Skeed Street. Stevens on the Hill United Church, at 1248 Lausanne Avenue, Sudbury TM. Davies Community Center and Arena, at 325 Anderson Dr. Lively United Pentecostal Church, at 2080 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury United Steelworkers Hall and Conference Center, at 66 Brady Street, Sudbury Wanapite Community Center, at 161 Glenbower Crescent, Wanapite. The city is offering free public transit on Election Day, and will include a shuttle service from Cambrian College to NorCat in order to make that location more accessible to voters. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.